杰森是也是苦。
Why？
为什么
？They are also oppressed by rising impurity。
他也是被生灭所逼迫。
So every day, every Brahmata Dhamma, which is oppressed by rising impurity, this is dukkha。
任何被生灭所逼迫的真实法，它就是苦。
But usually, Kusala Kammas can produce precisely when they have, when they have, when they had been supported by attachment.
通常善业会带来苦。Again,
when they had been supported by attachment, Kusala Kammas can produce precisely when they had been said.Supported by attachment.
善业当被执着助缘的时候会产生结生事。
But attachment arises depending on delusion. Avijja.
当
attachment arises depending on avijja delusion.
执起依于无明而生起。
For our Bodhisattva, suppose, he had attachment to the Bodhisattva, like this is Dhanā.
他执起菩萨的生命，这是起爱爱。
He knows Bodhisattva as Bodhisattva. This is avijja delusion.
他知道菩萨，认为是菩萨，这是无明。
Why?
为什么?
According to Abhidhamma, there is only Nama and Rupa.
依据阿毗达摩，只有名和色。
I had been explained Rupas arise as a small bodhika.
禅师已经说明，色法是由色聚而生起的。
If we analyze Bodhisattva, in Bodhisattva also there are Nama and Rupas only.
如果分析菩萨，菩萨也只是名和色。
His rupas also arise as a small bodhika.
他的色也只是色聚。
These small bodhikas are as soon as they arise, they vanish away.
这些色聚生起来就消灭了。
There is nothing which is stable.
没有任何是稳定的。
There is no time to tell this is bodhisattva.
没有时间说这是菩萨。
Because of this nature, Buddha also take pranibbana.
也因为这无常，所以佛陀也证入涅槃。
So if he know nama rupa, this is avijja.
如果知道无
常， some yogi know, any yogi know, this is nama rupa, this is avijja. This knowledge is avijja.
如果知道名色。这是名。
If you know these nama rupas as nature dukkha anatta, this knowledge also avijja.
如果知道名色的无常苦无我，这也是名。
But if you know as bodhisattva, this is avijja delusion.
如果他知道菩萨，那这就是无名。
Depending on this delusion, Buddha had.Our Bodhisattva had attachment to the Bodhisattva life.
这无名的意思就是执起菩萨的生命。
Because of this avijja delusion and attachment dana, Buddha trying metta bhavana.
由于这无名和爱。
Because
of, again, 由于无名爱起。所以菩萨常是持观。
Because of this metta kusala kamma, our bodhisattva began as a human being.
由于这善业，菩萨成为人。
In another word, this metta bhavana kusala kamma produced our bodhisattva's vaikuntha.
换句话说，这善业产生我们菩萨的五蕴。
These five khandhas are anicca, dukkha, anatta.
这五蕴是无常苦无我的。
They are always oppressed by rising and falling.
他们一直都被生灭所逼迫。
So, paikanda also dukkha, attachment also dukkha.
所以五蕴是苦，执着也是苦。
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight we will stop here.
今晚哦。就在这里停止。
There is a question answer there. No, we will try.
今天是问答。
Question one. Anapana Gamadhana.Deya Abhrigama Nimeida, Oga Nimeida, Padibhaga Nimeida. What is Abhrigama Nimeida? Is the color of Abhrigama Nimeida always gray? What is the difference between Abhrigama Nimeida and Oga Nimeida? Is it a Nimeida?
在安波念业处有片座相、取相及事相。何谓片座相？它的颜色是否一定是灰色的？与取相的差别是什么？是否也是属于常相的一种？
The three types of nimitta are Abhrigama nimitta, Ogaha nimitta, and Padibhaga nimitta.The three concentrations are Abhrigama Samadhi or Khanika Samadhi, Upajara Samadhi and Appanna Samadhi. The three bhavana are Abhrigama Bhavana, Upajara Bhavana and Appanna Bhavana.
在这情况有三种相、三种定、三种休息、三种常相是片座相、取相和事相，三种定是片座定、刹那定、静行定和安止定，三种休息是片座休息、静行休息及安止休息。
Sometimes Abhrigama Samadhi preliminary concentration is called Khanika Samadhi.Momentary concentration. These concentrations object can be Abhrigama Nimeida, Oga Nimeida, and some parallel of the Padibhaga Nimeida. Abhrigama Bhavana is also the same.
Yosuho, Pienzo Ding, or Yi Bei Ding, Ye Chen Wei, Chana Ding. The Ding is for Yen Si, Pienzo Xiang.取相及一段时间的事相，片座休息也是同样。
Real upachara bhavana and real upachara samadhi is niyajana concentration or apana concentration. But sometimes deep and strong concentration before apana jana, taking bhivaga nimitta as object, is also.Upachara bhavana or upachara samadhi. This is only a midhava because real upachara bhavana and real upachara samadhi is niyajana. When Abhrigama samadhi or Khanika samadhi is majjhava, it produces upachara samadhi. When upachara samadhi is majjhava, it produces apana or jhana samadhi.
真正的静行休息及真正的静行定是靠近禅那或安止定的定，不过有时候在安止定之前以事相为所缘的深且强之定也是静行休息或静行定，这只是一种譬喻，因为真正的静行休息及静行定是靠近禅那的， 当片作定或刹那定成熟，将产生进行定；当进行定成熟，将产生安止定或刹那。
We had already discussed about nimitta in my Dhamma talk. There are three types of nimitta: parigama nimitta, oga nimitta, and paribhaga nimitta.
在我的演讲中，我已经讨论过禅相，一共有三种禅相，即片坐相、取相及四相。
Number one, parigama nimitta. The natural breath is also called nimitta. The touching point is also called nimitta. Here, nimitta means the object cause of concentration. In commentary, it mentions that nasika nimitta, which means nostril, and mukha nimitta, which means upper lip for the beginner. When concentration is a little bit powerful, then at that time, gray gala or smoke gala usually occur based on nostril. This gray or smoke gala is also called parigama nimitta. That concentration is also called parigama samadhi. That bhavana is also called parigama bhavana. All bhavana and concentration up to this stage are called parigama bhavana and parigama samadhi. In this stage, the nimitta may be not only smoking gray color, but can be different colors also.
一变作相 parigama nimitta， 自然的呼吸也称为禅相，接触点也称为禅相。禅相指所言定因，在注释中说 nasika nimitta， 意思是鼻子，以及 mukha nimitta，意思是上唇，这些是对初学者而说。当定力有一点强，通常那时候会依鼻子升起灰色或烟的颜色，这灰色或烟的颜色也称为片作相，这种定力也称为片作定 parigama samadhi。 这种修习 bhavana 也称为片作修习巴利卡玛巴瓦纳，所以到这阶段的修习及定力都称为片作修习及片作定。在这阶段，禅相可能不只是烟灰色，而也可以是其他不同的颜色。
Number two, oga nimitta. When that concentration is strong and powerful,the smoking gray color usually will change to white color like cotton wool. But other colors may occur due to different perception, which is concomitant with concentration. When perception change, color and shape may also change. If color and shape change very often, then concentration will fall down slowly because of different perception and different object.In this case, the yogi should not pay attention to color and shape of the nimitta. He should pay attention to it as just an anabana nimitta. This is the second stage of the nimitta.
二取相 ugaha nimitta， 当定力强而有力。那烟灰色通常会变成白色，像棉花。不过由于不同的以定相应之想，其他的颜色也可能会升起。当想改变颜色及形状，也会跟着改变。如果颜色及形状常常改变，那么由于不同的想和不同的所缘，定力将慢慢的退失。在这情况，禅修者不应该注意禅相的颜色和形状，他应该只是注意颇为安波念的禅相，这是第二阶段的禅相。专注于取相的定也称为片作定， 这种休息也称为片中休息。
Concentration on the organimator is also called Parikrama Samadhi. That bhavana is also called Parikrama Bhavana.
专注于取相的定也称为片作定，这种休息也称为片作休息。
Number 3, Parivaga Nimitta. Again, when the concentration is stronger and more powerful, that organimitta will change to Parivaga Nimitta. Usually, this Parivaga Nimitta is clear, bright, red, and radiant like morning star. In this case also, if the perception changes, then the Nimitta may also change. When the concentration is strong and powerful, if the yogi wants it to be long, then it becomes long. If the yogi wants it to be short, then it becomes short. If the yogi wants to be ruby color, then it will change to ruby color because of the different perceptions. Visuddhimagga prohibited one from doing that. While the concentration is deep and profound, if a yogi does that, then his concentration will slowly decrease because of different perception and different object. So a yogi should not try to play with the nimitta. If he plays with it, then he cannot attain jhana.
当定力更强而有力时，取相将变成四相。 通常这四相是清楚明亮及灿烂的，如晨星。同样的，在这里，如果想改变，那么禅相也会改变。当定力强而有力，如果禅修者要它长，它就变长；如果禅修者要它短，它就变短；如果禅修者要它像红宝石的颜色。 那么它将变成红宝石的颜色，这些都是因为不同的想。清净道论阻止禅修者这么做。当定力深的时候，如果禅修者那么做的话，由于不同的想、不同的所言，他的定力将慢慢的退失。因此，禅修者不应该尝试玩禅相。
如果他玩禅相，他将不能够证得禅那。Concentration on the Parivaga Nimitta in the beginning stage is also called Parikrama Samadhi, and that bhavana is also called Parikrama Bhavana. But concentration on the Parivaga Nimitta near jhana is called Upachara Samadhi. That bhavana is called Upachara Bhavana. The Nimitta is Parivaga Nimitta. When absorption occurs, the nimitta is still Parivaga nimitta, but the concentration is apana concentration, that bhavana is apana bhavana.
在开始的阶段，专注于四相的定，也称为片作定。那休息也称为片作休息。不过，靠近禅那的专注于四相之定，称为静行定。那休息称为静行休息。 禅相是四相，当安止定出现，禅相还是四相，可是那定是安止定，那休息是安止休息。
Any question about this answer?
有任何问题吗？关于这个答案？
Then we will continue number two. Question two. What is the difference between Upachara Samadhi and Apana Samadhi?
静心定与安止定有何不同?
When Parivaga Nimitta occurs, the concentration will be powerful. At this stage, which is called Upachara Samadhi, the jhana patterns are not completely developed to full strength. For this reason, during Upachara concentration, Bhuvanga mind state still occurs and one can fall into Bhuvanga life containing consciousness. The meditator experiences this and will say that everything stops, or he may think that this is nirvana and such, I know nothing then. If he practices this stage in this way, then he can stay in Bhavanga for a long time.
当思想产生定力会很强，在这阶段就称为静行定。当诸禅知，但是诸禅知还未完全发展成熟，因此在静行定时，有分识还会升起。禅修者可能落入有分识。禅修者有这样的经验，就会说，
一切都停止了，或者他会想，这就是涅槃，并说我都不知道什么了。当他如此修到这阶段，他可以住在有分识很长时间。Any kind of practice, be it good or bad, can be successful if one tries it again and again. Practice makes perfect. In this case also, if he tries again and again in the same way, he may fall into Bhavanga for a long time. Why does he say that he knows nothing? Because that Bhavanga takes the previous object at the time of death in past life as the object. That object may be Kama, Kama Nimeda or Gadi Nimeda. But a yogi will not realize that Bhavanga takes one of these objects, because he has not practiced dependent origination yet. Usually many yogis realize that the Bhavanga takes one of these objects only when they practice dependent origination.
任何学习或修持，不管好或坏，只要他一再练习，他一定会成功的，因为熟能生巧。在这里， 如果他也以同样的方式一再尝试，他可能会落入有分识长时间。为什么他说他不知道什么呢？因为有分识取过去死亡时的所缘为所缘，那所缘可以是业、业相或去相。不过， 禅修者将不了解到有分识取这些所缘中的其中一个所缘，因为他还未修习缘起。通常许多禅修者只有当他们修缘起的时候，才了解到有分识取这些所缘中的其中一个所缘。If
a yogi thinks that this occurrence is nirvana, then this belief is a very big rock blocking the way to nirvana. If he cannot remove this big rock, then he cannot attain real nirvana. Why? Why does this belief occur? Usually many yogis think that a savaka, a disciple, cannot know the nama rupa taught by the Buddha. Because of this belief, they do not try to discern nama rupa in their causes taught by the Buddha. They think that by noting everything like sound, color, smell, etc. is vipassana. When they are noting everything which are appearing in their mind, sometimes they may attain a little concentration, especially when they emphasize on any one of the elements.
如果禅修者以为这现象是涅槃，那么他这样的以为就会成为障碍他去向涅槃的大石头。假如他不能去除这块大石头，那他便不能证到真正的涅槃。为什么这样的以为会产生？通常许多禅修者认为声闻弟子 无法知道佛陀所教导的名色，由于这原因，他们不尝试观察佛陀所教导的名色及他们的原因， 他们以为已标明一切，如声音、颜色、味道等，就是毗婆舍那。当他们标明出现在心中的一切时，有时他们可以证得一点定力，尤其当他们注重其中一种戒时。
But this concentration is weak. When the concentration is weak, Buenga usually occurs because the jhana fetters are weak. They cannot maintain this concentration for a long time. If he purposely practices to fall into Buenga, then his practice also may be successful. He thinks that he is studying Vipassana, so he thinks that this is Nibbana. Really, it is not Nibbana. Actually, we must try the seven stages of purification step by step. Without knowing Pramatha Nama, Pramatha Rupa and their causes, one cannot attain real Nibbana.
但是这种定力是微弱的。当定力微弱，有分事通常会升起，因为诸禅知微弱。 他们无法长时间维持这定力，如果他故意的练习落入有分事，那么他的练习也会成功。他以为他在修毗婆舍那，所以他认为这就是涅槃。事实上，这并不是涅槃。其实，我们必须一步一步的尝试去精进，不知道真实明法。 真实设法以及他们的原因，禅修者无法证得涅槃。In
the same way, in this case also, when the anapana paribhaga nimitta occur, the yogi's mind may fall into buenga because the jhana fetters are not yet strong enough. Just like a small child who is too weak to stand by himself will fall down again and again when he learns how to walk. In the same way, at the upachara samadhi stage, the jhana fetters are not completely developed to full strength yet. For this reason, during upachara samadhi stage, buenga may still occur and one can fall into buenga. In reality, this is not nibbana.
同样的, 在这里当 按波念的思想升起，禅修者的心可能掉入有分事，因为诸禅知还不够强。就如一位。